And welcome back to JR Monday on this Thursday morning.
JR Thursday.
JR Thursday.
You said JR Monday.
JR Monday. JR morning.
We don't want to give people. We don't want people to think it's Monday.
Welcome back to JR Morning on this Thursday. It's the Cavs and the Pistons. Everything's exciting right
Everything
now.
Everything is. Yes.
Great conversation with Arne Tellem, and we now switch to the Cleveland Cavaliers. Nick Barlage is the outstanding CEO of the Cleveland Cavaliers, Rock Entertainment Group. Rock Entertainment Group actually does a lot of positive things right here in the city
of
Detroit.
Yes.
And let's start with the game. Nick Barlage joins us. Nick, the Cavs are down one. We're going into game two, and these playoffs have been absolutely crazy how the games have gone, how the series have gone.
Yeah, gentlemen, first, good morning. Thanks for having me on. It's exciting to be on this side of Lake Erie for a few days this week and, continue to see all the work that we're doing on both sides of the lake extend and really, create a meaningful impact. But, look, we're down 1-0 and looking to try to even it up tonight at Little Caesars Arena. So it should be a remarkable series. Obviously, highly competitive, a myriad of different storylines, and we feel very fortunate to be able to be a part of it.
You know, Nick, Detroit and Cleveland have a long sports history of intensity. Does that rivalry energy factor into how this series kind of feels internally for your group?
Oh yeah, look, I think Dan said it well in his tweet the other day. You know, it's the Lake Erie series. I think the proximity of the fan bases. I think the similarities of the fabric of the people, or the DNA of the people that make up these great cities, the fact that we're both kind of cities that are on the rise again. There's a myriad of storylines, but the similarities are so profound. I even look at it when the Guardians and the Tigers played in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. I think last year, you can see fans make the trip both ways. There's no doubt there's great atmospheres at both games, but you've got fans from both teams representing their cities. And I think it's a great point of pride. You know, we were talking about it with our president of basketball operations, Kobe Altman, last night. You know, we're two of the eight teams that are left in the NBA. 22 teams are home right now.
That's right.
And so when you start thinking about it from that perspective, you know, it's wonderful to have the two of those eight teams be right here in the Midwest and right here in Detroit and Cleveland.
There's nothing like NBA playoff, and as you look at these two leaders, both with Arne and Nick, preparing the games for the playoffs is a little bit different than preparing for the regular season. Once tonight is over, the Cavs are either going to be 1-1 or down 2. You're going to go home, and now it's the chance. What do you go – how do you press your team, your staff, to now prepare Rocket Arena – to have the energy, to have the oomph to make certain that home court advantage is ready for the Cavs like the Pistons did here in game one?
Yeah, look, I think for us, first it starts with our chairman, Dan Gilbert. He is obsessed as we are with the fan experience. I was actually really proud of our group. We had 39 hours between tip off to when we had closed out the Raptors in series one. We brought 450 Cavs United members up here to Detroit and team members. We loaded them on some buses. We did a little fan rally here at the department before the game, and we're gonna run it back again tonight. And then as we look to our home games transitioning, we have teams, we call it Take It to the Streets. We have people painting Cleveland in wine and gold every single day this week, doing a ton of media hits just like this. And we'll be sold out. We'll be rocking at Rocket Arena. It's one of the best home court. We think it's the best home court advantage in all professional sports. And our fans show up early. They'll have their T-shirts on. They'll have the rally towels rolling. And, we look forward to evening the series from every aspect we possibly can when it comes to the environment we curate at Rocket Arena. And so we've been building for this moment all year. And the moment we get into the playoffs, we really map out round by round what it should look like if we're able to continue to advance. And we've got some great things up our sleeves for when the series shifts to the other side of Lake Erie.
Well, Nick, speaking about building, COSM building a major new immersive venue here in downtown Detroit. And, I can't wait till it's all done and open. What made Detroit the right choice for the next location?
Well, first, we can't wait to host you. It's going to be, the shared reality experience of COSM is just something you have to see to actually believe. We have a board meeting today about, you know, just the, where we're at and checking in on where things are. For Detroit, look, it was easy. When we brought the team from Cosm in, as we were making our investment in the business, and we were able to walk them through all that Dan and Bedrock have done here in downtown Detroit, and we showed them the site right there off of the right off of Cadillac Square. They couldn't be more excited. And I think the thing that people, we need to really galvanize ourselves around this. Part of what made them so interested in coming to Detroit was when you study there's these fan indexes out there that study the passion of a fan base in certain markets. Markets like Detroit and Cleveland jump off the charts. And similar to Boston, similar to some other markets that are in that kind of top five, top seven category. And so when you think about the passion that people have here for sports and entertainment, and I think too, the fact that, look, we have four seasons, and so especially in the winter months, people are looking for more things to do. It really had Detroit has all the dimensions to be a great market for a Cosm. And I think the part that we just have to let sink in for a little bit is Detroit will be the fourth market that has a Cosm. Cleveland will be the fifth market in the world. We have demand from the Middle East, Asia, Europe. We have demand that is off the charts across the entire globe, and we're going to have it right here in our own backyard. And that's something we should all take a lot of pride in. And the people here in Detroit will love this venue. It will really change the way that people interact with sports and entertainment.
Nick, Dan has a vision for both cities. You have the responsibility as the CEO of both the Cavs and Rock Entertainment Group to execute a lot of those. The work you're doing with Cosm, Rock Entertainment Group is heavily involved in the commercial side of the Final Four and making sure that this city elevates that event. The way you tie threads, not only in Cleveland, but here in Detroit in a big way, we just got about 30 seconds left, is remarkable.
No, look, I appreciate it. As you know, Mark, we have a great group of people, great group of team members that are working on it with us every single day. You know, we really believe in these experientially driven economies that can really breathe life and vibrancy into these urban cores, both here in Detroit, but also in Cleveland. And when you have a chairman like Dan that sets the vision, sets the pace, and really invests at the highest of levels, not just in resource, but in time and in energy as well. You know, this is a wonderful thing to be able to do, and really a life's work.
Nick Barlage, CEO, Rock Entertainment Group. Always a delight to have you on WJR, and we appreciate all the work that you're doing.
Appreciate you guys.
Yep.
And top of the hour news and all the latest news stories coming up, as well as Bill Martin, the former director of athletics for the U of M, talking about the Pistons, of course, and the state of college athletics. Next.